You're on The Bert Show.
Wendy is feeling a little bittersweet about her grandma here.
Yeah, I just came back from Florida. I went down there to celebrate my 25th birthday with my sister, and I don't get to see my grandma a whole bunch because she does live down in Florida, and she is going to be 80 by the end of the month. Well, my grandma has been a smoker all her life, so smoking, I mean, that was a cool thing to do back in her era was to pick up a cigarette, and it was cool, and it was a social thing that you did. So
you didn't know it was bad for you.
You can't blame old folks, man, if they got like emphysema or lung cancer and stuff, because government wasn't letting them know what was going on.
Right. So
if they knew.
She's been a smoker all her life, was going to quit eventually, but just never did. So she smokes a whole bunch, got diagnosed with emphysema. So now I went and saw her over the weekend, and she's got this breathing tank now, and she's short of breath. And I think it's going to be the last time I saw my grandma was this past weekend. And it's so sad because she keeps smoking. Like, it is cigarette after cigarette after cigarette. And she's talking about dying and all this stuff. And it's just, well, why are you smoking?
I understand the old person mentality at it. It's like, it's not reversible. I'm 80 years old, so why even stop
but
now?
But, like, you can't breathe. I'm like, you're putting one, and I love my grandmother to pieces. I love her. Like, I'm not trying to be harsh on her, but it's just hard to watch somebody you love keep smoking and smoking and smoking, and they're like, I'm going to die.
But from their point of view,
like, it's hard because you just want to say, stop. Like, what are you doing? But I'm not going to tell my 80-year-old grandmother that.
But it's not going to reverse it at
this
point.
At this point, stop smoking won't change.
That's like,
right,
I remember when Jessica's dad was doing the same thing, going in, like, he would go do chemo and stuff like that, and for his emphysema cancer, but would still smoke because
esophageal? Is that what he had?
Yeah. Or what did I say? Emphysema, esophageal cancer.
Yep.
And his thinking was he was same thing as your grandma, Wendy. He was 70-something years old and started smoking when he was 14, something like that, 16 years old. So he's like, 55 years of smoking. They're telling me I got a year left to live and I'm going to quit now.
My dad's going through this whole emphysema thing right now also.
Did I tell you guys
about this? That the doctors put him basically in a wheelchair now? Yeah, his emphysema is so bad, but he stopped. He stopped smoking 30 years ago, but he smoked so much when he did that, his lungs are so jacked up now. And the last time I was in Vegas to visit him, we were walking through a hotel lobby to get to a show, and he had to stop four or five times. He just can't walk more than like 100 feet without stopping and breathing heavy and leaning on something. And just like 2 weeks ago, the doctor said, look, something going on in your lungs here, and we don't want you walking at all. So they gave him a wheelchair. And he put it in the garage, and he looked at it for 3 days, and he's like, I can't bring myself to put myself in this wheelchair. I just can't do it. Because there's just not many stages after that. So
it's tough to see, and it's tough to see somebody who's struggling to breathe, but then it's hard at the same time to watch them put another one in their mouth after they just finished a cigarette, like just to keep going and you know it's bad for you. You know you're not going to be able to breathe. It's so hard to sit there and watch. And it's probably the reason I've never, ever picked up a cigarette because I've been through this before with my uncle who had throat cancer from smoking. And he died at a young age. And now to watch my grandmother, who I love so much, just kill herself even more. It's so hard to see.
Why do you feel like it was your last weekend with her?
Because she's not doing very well. I mean, she, like, we had a long sit-down conversation before I left. She's like, I really love you, and I'm always going to, like, look down on you, and I'm going to be with my mom, and it's just heartbreaking to see. And she's sitting there telling me that with a cigarette in her mouth, and it's just so hard because I don't want her to go because I don't get to go down there that often. And it's my last grandmother, so.
So you felt like she was having the final conversation with you?
Oh, yeah, I think she was. So it's just hard to sit there and see. And if you're smoking right now, this is what happens, and this is the pain you put other people through. It's just hard to see.
It's hard to see. When my wife was trying to quit smoking, this is like I wanted to shake her and go, this is so stupid. Like back in the day, your grandparents just didn't know.
Right.
Built-in excuse. But my wife is sitting there and she's smoking, and I'm like, this is so irresponsible.
Because smoking is going to kill you, period. Wendy's telling you that. It's not worth it. So
it's not. And I wish I could spend more time with her, but I mean, she'll be fine. My sister's down there with her, and my dad will be down there with her. But I do think that was the last face-to-face conversation.
That must have been so hard. So did she specifically sit you down to have this last conversation, or did it just sort of organically come up?
It just organically came up, and then I was leaving, and then she started talking about her mom, who passed away years ago, and started just looking at me, how proud she was of me, and that she'll always be there, not to worry about anything, take care of your sister, and you can have this, and you can have that, you can have the dolls, and I want to make sure you know where all the pictures are, so when you come back, you can grab some pictures. I don't think she meant it as, like, a last conversation, but I think she knows that she's
kind of wrapping up her affairs.
She meant it, but didn't mean it.
She had tears in her eyes, and it's so hard to watch an older person start to cry. Mm-hmm. It really is heartbreaking because I don't see her that often.
Hey, Shannon, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Hey, Wendy. Hey, baby. I love you so much.
Oh, thank
you. You know what? My dad died in OC, July 29th, OC, and he died from, it started off with esophageal. Then it ended up spreading all the way down to his colon. He lost 98% of his colon, and we had to go through the prostate thing and all that. So I promise you, I begged for my dad to stop, and he would not. He'd been smoking since he was 12, and he was born in 1934.
Mm-hmm. And
it would not stop. He just kept doing what he was doing. But I had my conversation with him, and I just told him that, hey, if you're tired of suffering, we'll handle everything, and you got to live your life. You got to go on. I mean, they're going to do what they want to do because they've been doing it for so long. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it still hurts. It hurts like hell. And I love you so much, Wendy.
Oh, thank you.
It's
going to
be all right. I promise it will.
Melissa can speak to this. The first time that you see your parents or your grandparents deteriorating, visually deteriorating, Melissa saw this with her dad, that it's the hardest thing you'll ever see.
Well, yeah, of course. And you know, my father passed away from what initially was smoking, and, you know, and he lived at my grandfather died of emphysema from smoking, mm-hmm. But he was a tobacco farmer. My dad, as a teenager, you know, worked as a tobacco farmer's kid. And so, yeah, it's just, if you're young and smoking, you're just stupid. You're just dumb. Mm-hmm. You're dumb. I don't care if it's hard. I don't care. I don't really care, because the thing is, you're going to die from it. I mean, period. It's just, you know, the people, I think in your grandmother's case, she doesn't want to have to go through the withdrawals here at the end.
Of course.
So I think that, you know, it's one of those things, let her keep her vice, because, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's going to have the same end. But
we had a call from a nurse here that I couldn't get to that said if she actually stopped smoking now, it would be more harmful than if she continued.
She'd feel worse, I think, at this point.
You know what freaks me out is when you go to the hospital and see the people in front of the doors, the sliding doors, and they always have that line that indicates how far away you can smoke. And you have people out there with oxygen tanks and stuff out in front of the hospital smoking.
Yeah.
They have the tracheotomy thing. This is going to be my last cigarette for sure. I'm quitting next week.
Yeah, it's just, even if you quit, you still end up that way if you've been smoking a long time. So if you're a smoker, it's just dumb. And I don't know. We've had the debate on here so many times about smoking and the difficulties of quitting and everything. But, I mean, that's up to you if you want to shorten your life. But just know that you're shortening it for your grandchildren. You're shortening it for your children. Mm-hmm. You know, you're being selfish right now. So,
listen, it's The Burt Show.